We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
On the Penn State Sports Network, it's the Penn State Coaches Show, presented by Pepsi, proud partner of the Penn State Nittany Lions, from Learfield.
What's the secret to Big Ten domination? Fierce training, roaring intensity, powerful Penn State pride. And what's the secret to snack perfection? Fabulous freshness, unbelievable crunch, ultimate flavor. As the next Penn State game approaches, make sure you're prepared. Grab a bag of Utz snacks, including potato chips, pretzels, and endlessly cheesy cheese balls. The secret is out. Utz will get you the edge. Now let's go crunch the competition with a delicious snack from Utz, proud corporate partner of Penn State Athletics.
Life. Life is impossible to define. It's the big things, like a very important letter. And the little things, like your favorite creamery flavor. Life is different for everyone, which is why Highmark Blue Shield is changing. Reimagining healthcare to make it more personal, no matter how messy, wild, or quiet. Highmark is making healthcare that complements your life. Because life. Highmark Blue Shield.
24/7, get the gear at PennStateClothes.com.
Penn State football is back, and no one delivers the game day experience right to your door like the Family Clothesline in State College. We've got it all for fall, including everything you need to make your tailgate great. Shop PennStateClothes.com and get free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. We are
the Family Clothesline.
You're listening to Penn State Football.
Psst, Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
At their inspiring showroom in downtown State College or online at bestevent.com.
Thank you, Roger. And before we get started, I just want to pay a quick tribute. Today would have been Fran Fischer's 98th birthday today. Fran Fischer, of course, set the bar for this broadcast that we do. He set the standard for this broadcast that we do, and we're forever indebted to him for his class, his hard work, his passion, his dedication. Fran was one of the original inductees into the Mifflin County Hall of Fame on Sunday night down in Lewistown, along with Cindy Baxter and Tim Thompson, who played for the Tigers and the Dodgers, and also two other Penn Staters, Ralph Baker, who was pivotal in the Jets winning the Super Bowl in 1969 over the Baltimore Colts, and Dave Bradley, who's one of Jack Ham's teammates, who played in the NFL with the Green Bay Packers. But Fran was a part of that class, and today would have been Fran's 98th birthday, and I did not want to let that pass on this show, so we wanted to talk about that early and often for everybody so that we just recognize somebody that meant so much to this university and to our broadcast. Forever the voice of the Nittany Lions. Very pleased to be joined by Liz Johnson. Hello, Liz. How are you today? Great to have you with us.
Hi, doing well.
Director of Student Athlete Welfare and Development. Evidently, all the great people they seem to be getting lately are from East Stroudsburg.
Well, yeah. You know, we are very proud warriors.
Yes.
We very much are.
He'll be here in the second half. It's an all-East Stroudsburg show tonight for everybody.
It is, you know. I do prefer the blue and white, though, I will say.
Absolutely. This has been a big time because this is a big week to recognize State of Excellence Week. What is State of Excellence Week for the uninitiated?
Yeah, so our State of Excellence Week is recognizing our impact our students and our staff makes in our communities and local areas. And I know in our specific department, Student Athlete Welfare and Development, we're charged with the impact that our students make within their own community here at Penn State and in the local community and beyond.
When you sit there and you document civic engagement, how long does that take you to do with 800 student athletes on this campus?
Wow. Yeah, it's a lot. But we are lucky to work with some great partners. Technology has been a huge part of making that process a lot easier for our student athletes. We have a wonderful app that they're able to sign up for community service initiatives, our programming initiatives, so that we can track attendance. They'll have those things when they're building their resume at the end of their career. And it also, when we only have two people for 800 student athletes,
right,
allows us to send out reminders. So that's right. the big help for us.
But there's another element to this as well. What has it meant to you and to Keith, obviously, mm-hmm, what you've been at, that you work out of Morgan, and what has that centralized location meant to the mission that you have?
It's just, you can't put into words, especially this year, having our students back in the Morgan Academic Center and where our offices are housed, seeing them walking by, having so much of what we do in our department is organic. You see a student, you're talking, how are you doing? How's class? How's, you know, your obviously your competition and your seasons, but how's life? And so many opportunities we have for our students to say, hey, Liz, I need to come in and talk to you about my resume. I need to come in and talk to you about this internship opportunity. And that was something that we really had to try to do last year in different ways. So to have the Morgan Center as a central location where we get to see and interact with our students is just, you can't put price to it.
It is known as SAB, the Student Athletic Advisory Board. explain to everyone, maybe the uninitiated, mm-hmm. what Saab actually is, because, and then I'll start getting into some of the branches of
Yeah,
it.
Absolutely. So our Student Athlete Advisory Board is the voice of our student athlete community. Each university across the NCAA has this board or committee that our students are able to use their voice, come together, be supporters of one another, and really enact some change, whether it be for their student athlete community, their local communities, and ways to grow and get to know and reconnect this year with one another.
One of the initiatives that they've had, and it'll kick back into gear this year, is Thon.
Absolutely.
Student athlete, you know, Saab representatives, there have been as many as 5 to as many as 7, I think, dancers.
Yes.
Involved with Saab, a couple football players would be involved in
yep.
that. What did it take to get them in mm-hmm. to do it? Because that's not easy to break through.
No.
And now it's become a staple to have representatives of Saab there.
Yes, absolutely. So this past year, we did have 5 student athletes participate, even virtually this past
yes.
year with Thon, and we're able to raise nearly $35,000 in that pandemic year, which was amazing, and we're really looking forward to doing that again. Each student athlete that dances in Thon has to raise a minimum of $2,800 individually and get a lot of support from their teams there to participate in that weekend. And it's no small feat. I mean, 46 hours. But, you know, our students, we've had students that have done it multiple years, 2 or 3 years in a row, that they've yeah. wanted to put themselves in into that kind of 46-hour yeah. feat. And it's all for the interactions that they get to have with those Thon families and be a part of something bigger than themselves. And it's so inspirational year after year.
I remember, I think it was Matt Zandalato had to work so
yes.
hard to get himself into it. But I felt like he was a breakthrough
yeah.
for you to get this going, because now it appears that Thon has now embraced Saab mm-hmm. in this mission.
Absolutely. And then every year our student athletes have participated in the pep rally and had an athlete hour where it's a highlight of the weekend. So that's great to see the Thon community and the Penn State community embrace our student athletes and want to make sure that they're highlighted for the things that they do. And like I said, last year, $35,000 over my time here at Penn State, which I can't believe is 8 years, but they've raised nearly, $300,000 in that time. So it's an amazing contribution to what our students are doing.
How important are networking events for you along the way, and which ones do you have coming up?
Yeah, funny you mentioned that. This past week was actually our career fair days with our community partner, the Career Services Office, and we hosted a networking event on Tuesday night with our student athletes and some employers. this backdrop is going a little crazy over
yeah.
here. But we had some great employers that are consistently hiring our student athletes, looking for those transferable skills that they learn on the field, that they learn in the classroom, that they learn from their coaches and staffs that are here at Penn State. And so it was a great event to have. I hosted in Pagula. You know, it can be a little chilly, but some great some great warm relationships are built there on Tuesday yeah. night.
By the way, women's soccer coming up tonight. Women's ice hockey opener is also tonight. So a lot going on mm-hmm. on campus as everything kicks into high gear. Back with more in a moment with Liz Johnson as we continue on the Penn State Coaches Show, presented by Pepsi on the Penn State Sports Network from Learfield.
Tough Trees Golf Resort is a full-service resort minutes from University Park. Tough Trees' luxurious hotel rooms and suites were designed for your comfort and convenience. After a great night's sleep, tee off at their PGA-rated golf course. From beginner to pro, the 18-hole course offers a fun, challenging round of golf on-site. If you're hungry, the Field Burger and Tap award-winning restaurant offers a delicious farm-to-table dining experience. Tough Trees Golf Resort is also the perfect venue for weddings and events. Visit TopTrees.com for more information. Tough Trees Golf Resort in State College.
24/7, get the gear at PennStateClothes.com.
Penn State football is back, and no one delivers the game day experience right to your door like the Family Clothesline in State College. We've got it all for fall, including everything you need to make your tailgate great. Shop PennStateClothes.com and get free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. We are
the Family Clothesline.
Nittany Lion fans, turn it up on game day with nutritious fuel from Honey Stinger. Pack a waffle for pregame or get hyped in the fourth quarter with Energy Chews. Celebrate the win with delicious plant-based cracker bars. Prepare, perform, recover, and sweeten the burn with Honey Stinger. Pick up today at your local Sheetz and specific markets.
5-Hour Energy. It's the one when you gotta get stuff done. Drink it in seconds, feel it in minutes. Last for hours. Tastes great, too. 5-Hour Energy. This is Penn State Nittany Lion football.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Highmark Blue Shield, changing healthcare to ensure it goes beyond just care. They're evolving to make everything they do a more natural fit to your life. Because life. Score before the game even starts with Wise Markets, the official grocer of Penn State Athletics. Wise Markets, eat better, spend less. That's Wise. The award-winning Field Restaurant at Top Trees Golf Resort offers a delicious farm-to-table dining experience featuring hand-formed burgers and hand-spun milkshakes. Whether you're looking for breakfast, lunch, dinner, or dessert, the Field Restaurant has it voted best burger and best fries 5 years running. Local burgers. The Field Burger and Tap in State College.
Well, as the sales staff continues to eat, you and I, Roger, will continue to work. That's just the way it is. By the way, two-way traffic pattern on Saturday, this being a noon game, the two-way traffic pattern in effect, and they'll go one way at 8:30 in the morning. Okay, so 8:30 will be the time they go one way going into the stadium. And again, make sure you have your tickets downloaded and set to go like you have in previous weeks. We're with Liz Johnson, James Franklin in a few minutes. Liz, Day of Caring.
Yes.
The Day of Caring benefiting the United Way.
Yes.
What kind of involvement will there be and what kind of planning has been needed to make sure that the student athletes are in the spots they need to be in?
Absolutely. The United Way's Day of Caring is an annual event that we have been lucky enough to partner with over my time here at Penn State and beyond. Our local partners, again, the United Way, we have a great contact there, and she's been so helpful with our participation with our student athletes. Obviously, that day, it's a Thursday, so it's sometimes difficult to navigate around our practice and our academics.
Yeah.
But there's a few places that our student athletes consistently volunteer at every year, and that's the Center County Mansion is one. Also in the Rails and Trails around the golf course, cleaning up there. And you'll see some of our men's basketball team serving some breakfast to our volunteers that go out and do everything across our local communities.
October 1? Does that sound right?
October 7th.
October 7th, that's right.
Yes.
It's back a week this week. Because that's right, October 1's a Friday. No, October 1's a Friday.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
So October 7th, okay, will be the day for the Center County Day of Caring. This is where, obviously, a lot of projects get to be done that,
absolutely,
let's face it, without the volunteer help would be impossible for
it's
them
tremendous
to get done.
Yeah, and that day is just so tremendous to see all the volunteers that early in the morning ready to set out and just impact our local community here in Center County.
What about the impact that Penn State student athletes have with Big Ten initiatives, and how do you get them involved with Big Ten initiatives so Penn State has a voice from their student athletes?
Yeah, so we partner with our colleagues across the Big Ten in roles similar to mine, as well as a conference office and our Big Ten SAC. So our president, our SOB president this year, who's kicking off here in a little bit, Allie Schlegel with the women's soccer team, you know, she will work with the other SOB and SAC presidents across the Big Ten, and they'll work on either conference initiatives. And then last year there was one with a Big Ten voting initiative. So there was a lot of things that teams and, that campuses across the Big Ten were doing to impact about, voter vocab, civic engagement. What do those things mean? I know a number of our teams, if not all of our teams, had a day off for voting last year. And I know that a lot of those initiatives are making their way into each and every year, because the voting's not just a one-year thing. It's we have one coming up here in Pennsylvania as well. Right. So it's imparting some of that wisdom and knowledge in our students over the last few years. And that's been great.
Liz, you've been here now for 8 years. Mm-hmm. So along the way, how has this job changed mm-hmm. for you? And what have been some of the improvements you've seen along the way?
You know, that's a great question. One, I got my start here at Penn State as an academic advisor and was able to move into this role with our student athlete welfare and development office. Thanks to Keith Embry, my fearless leader. And I really enjoy having those conversations with our students about what's next for them. What are they looking to do beyond Penn State, and how can they use the tools that they've learned here and take that into what's next? And I think even this past year, what's really changed and what's helped us is we have so much more reach, whether that be with our campus partners or whether that be with companies across the country. Before Zoom was something, I know it's a hot topic and a word that everyone's like, don't say Zoom, but now we can say, here are resources that you can jump on this video and have access to, that before it was, could we do this? Is it going to be too hard? Will people know how to use it? And, now, even though some of us still don't remember where the mute button is, and I've done that myself, but, those things are accessible now. Those are things that we can add to tools for our student athletes to access, and things that we can plan for. So I think that's going to make our office and the things that we do in the student athlete development world just bigger and bigger over these next 5 years.
How much time do you spend with student athletes on something that would be, quote, some people would say it's simple as a resume simple, but putting something like that together, because it has to be the right look, the right feel, the right style.
It does. It takes time. And I think some, because our students, and I'll plug them and I give them a little bit of the real life experience on there, that we think our student athletes are great at some of these soft skills because they can jump on Instagram download some things on their computers quicker than we can, but still looking for how to make a column in Word. So doing some teaching, some teaching on that from that perspective. So it can take some time, but once they learn those tools and they understand those tools, I love to see them say, look what I did and how did this happen? I had a student this past week with our career fair upcoming that, got his resume all printed out, looked beautiful, had it on resume paper, and he was parading that thing around the Morgan Center, showing everybody he could because he was so proud of what he had done. And those are the things that make our job worth it.
In the evolution of this, finally, what's the next step? Where do you think you can take this?
Take
this job, and work with these young people.
For me, it's taking it to making sure... That's a great question, and that's a hard question. Yeah. Thanks for ending it on that one.
Thanks. That's my job.
It is. For me, it's the evolution is having our students, especially this past year, come back. We've had alum these last couple weeks come back, and they validate the things that we do every day. They remember the things that we do. They remember the programs that we have. They talk about do you remember when you told me this, and how does that relay? And for me, it's making sure that we're having those opportunities to impact student athletes that way, and we're going to see that in that long term.
Liz, congratulations on everything you've accomplished so far. Best of luck in the future. It's in good hands with you and Keith. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
We're going to go from one East Stroudsburg grad to another East Stroudsburg. It's an all East Stroudsburg hour. We'll come back. James Franklin with us in a moment on the Penn State Coaches Show, presented by Pepsi, from the field at Top Trees on the Penn State Sports Network from Learfield.
Top Trees Golf Resort is a full-service resort minutes from University Park. Top Trees luxurious hotel rooms and suites were designed for your comfort and convenience. After a great night's sleep, tee off at their PGA-rated golf course. From beginner to pro, the 18-hole course offers a fun, challenging round of golf on-site. If you're hungry, the Field Burger and Tap, award-winning restaurant, offers a delicious farm-to-table dining experience. Top Trees Golf Resort is also the perfect venue for weddings and events. Visit toptrees.com for more information. Top Trees Golf Resort, in-state college.
Penn State fans, football is back, and let's celebrate with a crunch. Elevate your game experience by choosing from Utz's winning lineup of deliciously fresh and crunchy snacks, including potato chips, pretzels, and endlessly cheesy cheese balls. They're good, and they're made in Pennsylvania, just like our own Nittany Lions. From your home to the RV lot to the senior zone, come ready to play with Utz, proud corporate partner of Penn State Athletics.
Nittany Lion fans, turn it up on game day with nutritious fuel from Honey Stinger. Pack a waffle for pregame or get hyped in the fourth quarter with Energy Chews. Celebrate the win with delicious plant-based cracker bars. Prepare, perform, recover, and sweeten the burn with Honey Stinger. Pick up today at your local Sheetz and specific markets.
This is the Penn State Nittany Lions Sports Network from Learfield.
Okay, man, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough.
Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tune in this season for the Pennsylvania Propane Postgame Show, following every Penn State game broadcast. Brought to you by the Pennsylvania Propane Foundation and your local propane service providers. For more information, go to papropane.com. Propane, energy for everyone. This football season, make Pepsi your go-to game day drink because it's the only drink for football watching. Pepsi, that's what I like. Proud partner of the Penn State Nittany Lions.
All right, so I did receive a scouting report pre-practice. As we met, James mentioned last week how pre-practice he walks around because exercise. I got the word today. The man moves. Jack Ham walked with him today. And Jack said, man, he moves.
He kept up pretty well.
He did all right. Hey, Coach and I want to pass along our best to Greg Murphy. And Greg was such a great player here in the 70s. And he needs a kidney transplant. I know you wanted to pass along your best to him, Coach.
Yeah, obviously, whenever we're able to connect with our Letterman and support our Letterman, we want to do that. So that's very, very important. We want to get that message out there. We're sending our thoughts to him and his family.
What a great guy. And he's meant a lot to this program, as Coach well knows and was telling me about before the show. Raj, let's get to the questions right away. Let's get everybody rolling.
Let's get your name, where you're from, your question for Coach, please.
Greg from State College.
Hey, Greg. I just want everybody to know, Greg takes care of me. He delivers vitamins and healthy snacks to the office about once a week for me. So appreciate you, Greg.
Stay strong, brother.
Yes, sir.
So, Coach, great win last Saturday. Spectacular. I think I just want to say your leadership makes all the difference. And fantastic work, and it's very much appreciated.
Well, I appreciate that, Greg. Thank you so much. Absolutely. We're all in it together.
Yeah. Two quick questions. One is, what progress are you looking for in the team this weekend against Villanova? And second, certainly one of your strengths is your structure and consistency. There looked like there was a little breach last Saturday. If you could tell us the process behind the navy pants and white shirt.
Yeah, yeah, that's a fair point. So, yeah, I think you're right. I usually go for, at least I did for a couple of years, with the khaki pants and the blue shirt. But I actually have changed it up this season in general. Nothing crazy. I'm not one of these guys that's overly superstitious.
No,
I am a routine guy.
Right.
But your first question was?
Yeah. What kind of progress are you looking for?
Yeah. So, yeah, the two areas probably that I'm most focused on this week is offensively the running game. You know, we emphasized it a little bit more this week in practice, and that's an area I think we can get better and need to get better. Obviously, you know, going against Wisconsin and Auburn, I think that's the two things that they do well. So the stats are a little bit skewed there, but in general, we need to get better in the running game on offense. The other thing, just from a team perspective, I think we got to clean up some of the penalties. You know, we're not having a bunch of them, and I actually am a believer you should have a few penalties a game, because I'm okay with the aggressive penalties. It's the pre-snap and the post-snap penalties. We've been one of the more disciplined teams in college football for a while, and I just want to make sure we get some of those things cleaned up so we're not giving away free yards. And then obviously, I think we have Big Ten officials this week, so I don't know if I would ever have said this before, but thank God.
All right. Thanks, Coach. All the best.
Thank you.
Greg, thank you very much. I believe our next questioner is ready to approach the microphone. Is Greg Gaither with us? Who do we have?
Hi, I'm Laura from Frederick, Maryland. Hi, Coach. How
Hi,
you
Laura.
Doing?
Good to see you again.
Nice to see you, too.
Your boy Jesse's doing good.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I love my Jesse. My question is on the transfer portal. When it first came out, I was not a fan. And then we got Jordan Stout, and I was a fan. Then we lost some players like Shane and some of the other ones. I'm like, I'm not a fan. But now I'm a fan again. So it kind of goes back and forth. How do you manage recruiting high school players knowing you may not have them for 4 years? Or how do you know, like, okay, we've got the transfer portal. It's kind of like a mixture of next man up. But I like it, I don't. I like it, I don't.
Well, I think it's like most things in life. I think you need to decide on whether you like it based on what it stands for and what it represents. Because we can't just say, okay, when we get a good player, we like it. When we lose one, we don't. For me, I'm not a huge fan. Obviously, whatever the rules are, we're going to embrace them. And we are going to do everything we possibly can to maximize our guys' experience and do what's best for Penn State. And we've been fortunate. We've gotten some really good ones. But I just don't like the whole premise that as soon as times get tough, there's an easy way out. And I think for really the college athletics and specifically college football that I grew up with, it was one of the few places left in society where you were going to earn what you got, and it wasn't going to be easy, and you had to learn to overcome adversity before you went out into the real world. And we've kind of made this very, very similar to everything else, where there's an easy way out. And I just don't think that's the right thing to do. So we try to be as upfront as we possibly can. We talk about the transfer portal during the recruiting process. We make sure that we're all on the same page and the parents understand that there's going to be tough love around Penn State. That's how it's going to be. But I would suggest that you kind of look at it and say, how do I feel about the transfer portal? Because you can't base it on when we lose a player or when we get a player, depending on who they are and how well they do here. But I get it. It's a little bit of an emotional roller coaster. But most importantly, we should be using the game of football to teach life lessons and put our guys in position to be successful.
Thank you very much. And where do I pick up my halls? Because I didn't get my voice back till Tuesday.
That's a fair point. I should have brought, because we actually got a box from halls. I don't know if the boxes necessarily supports the fan base that we have, the size of the box we got, but I should have brought them tonight. I'll bring them next week.
By the way, as a follow-up to that, you recruit a lot of players. And as we've talked about during the 8 years you and I have done this, relationships mean a lot. in a transfer, what do the previous relationships mean in the transfer part of it when you're talking to somebody that might come here?
Yeah, I think you just have to be careful, right? Because just like the things we talked about, they're in the transfer portal for a reason.
That's right.
And there's a lot of reasons. They could be good reasons. They could be legitimate reasons. Or you could look at a kid who maybe during the recruiting process, he committed to one school, decommitted, committed to another school, yeah. decommitted, committed to another school, then signed there. Then he's on his third transfer.
Right.
You know, so I think, you know, one of the things you just have to look at is kind of, you know, what's the history there? And obviously the more we know about the kid and the family on the front end, it just helps. Or you have a significant relationship with the high school coach and have over a number of years and have gotten a number of his players. All those things help. But we just it's no different than any other business or organization. Before you make decisions, you want to make educated decisions. And you want to have as much information as possible. So that's how we try to approach it.
Obviously, we saw Penn State's present on display on the field. But, of course, we talked last week about the future as well with the number of people that were coming in. What does it take? Now, staffs are bigger than ever. They have to be. They have to be. What does it take organizationally on a weekend like this past weekend?
Yeah, you know, it's I take my hat off to our off-the-field staff. They've been impressive, and they are flying in different directions. Last night was our call night, so Wednesday night we call a bunch of recruits. I think I spoke to 62 recruits last night with the help of the staff. After we get done watching film, then obviously we have recruits showing up from early in the morning till late at night that were showing around campus, that were making sure they got their seats, that they know where to go. We got the pregame handshakes. It's a three-ring circus, and they do a great job of keeping it all organized, keeping us organized, and we're very, very fortunate for what they do and how they do it.
And in those calls, what did these people mean in some of those calls that you made last night, your fan base?
Yeah, I think, you know, what happens is you come to Penn State, and some of the young people that have never been here before, they don't know what to expect. Penn State's not necessarily a place that you pass on the way going somewhere else. You have to really want to come here. But once you do, you have an opportunity to see how beautiful it is. You see how peaceful it is. You do some research on how the school is respected from an educational perspective. And then you walk into that stadium and you feel the electricity from the crowd, you know, from the Jumbotron, from the music, from the Letterman on the sideline, the presence that they have, all of it. It's easy to get caught up in it as a 40-year-old coach or a 18-year-old student athlete. It's an impressive environment.
Of course, fans are familiar with so many different players, and we may get another question here coming up here in a moment. In fact, you know what? Let's just get to the question here because it's your show, not mine. So
sure. Let's
please.
Get your name, where you're from, and what do you have for coach?
Gary Stipula from Colorado.
Hey, Gary.
And can you comment on 54's closing speed, speaking about transfers?
Yep. Yeah, so Derek Tangelo, we call him Congo. Derek... You know, that was a game-saving tackle. You know, it was impressive. Obviously, the running back hurdled one of our defenders, and we talk about backside pursuit all the time, and Derek was rolling. I think it's the fastest time that we have had in a game for anybody over 280 pounds. So that was a big-time tackle on the sideline. I'm super proud of him. We made a big deal out of it in the team meeting room as well. Because right now we're running to the football pretty good, and that was an example of that. So he's been a great addition. I think he'll just continue to get better, you know, week in and week out for us. I think PJ's been a really important aspect for Derek as well in his transition to Penn State. Being both of them are from Maryland as well, I think that helps. But he's doing extremely well.
And what is his personality mean? Because off the field means something too, and he's got a personality on him.
Yeah, he's hilarious. He really is. He's got a lot of personality. We do these shares, and every new player that joins our team has to get up and either dance or sing. And he got up, and it was literally like a show. Like, a lot of times they start and you just like start clapping because you want them to finish and go sit down as soon as possible. He was impressive, just so comfortable up there. Obviously did a great job as a graduate of Duke University. But he's a ball of energy and personality, and our guys have really been drawn to him. And he's also making plays on the field. So it's been a really good fit.
So the clap is kind of like the hook.
Yeah, please go sit down. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Please, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment with James Franklin on the Penn State Coaches Show presented by Pepsi from the field at Toftrees on the Penn State Sports Network from Learfield.
Life. Life is impossible to define. It's the big things, like a very important letter. And the little things, like your favorite creamery flavor. Life is different for everyone, which is why Highmark Blue Shield is changing. Reimagining healthcare to make it more personal, no matter how messy, wild, or quiet. Highmark is making healthcare that complements your life. Because life. Highmark Blue Shield.
24/7, get the gear at PennStateClothes.com.
Penn State football is back, and no one delivers the game day experience right to your door like the Family Clothesline in State College. We've got it all for fall, including everything you need to make your tailgate great. Shop PennStateClothes.com and get free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. We are
the Family Clothesline.
Nittany Lion fans, turn it up on game day with nutritious fuel from Honey Stinger. Pack a waffle for pregame or get hyped in the fourth quarter with Energy Chews. Celebrate the win with delicious plant-based cracker bars. Prepare, perform, recover, and sweeten the burn with Honey Stinger. Pick up today at your local Sheetz and Specific Markets.
Today's game is brought to you by Barbasol Shading Cream. Barbasol comes out thick and rich and doesn't break down. That's why Barbasol is America's number one shaving cream. Close shave, America. Close shave Barbasol. This is Penn State Nittany Lion football.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having play dates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual play dates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Penn Stater Hotel and Conference Center, making superior accommodations and dining a Penn State tradition. Visit PennStateHotels.com for more info or reservations. Penn State fans, Aquafina is available at Beaver Stadium concessions this season. Be sure to visit a nearby concession stand to stay hydrated with Aquafina. Proud to support Penn State Athletics.
Thank you, Roger. All right, with James Franklin here at the field at Toftrees, one final segment to go. Do we have a fan ready to go? And if that fan is ready, please step to the microphone. Your name, please.
Hi, Bryce.
Hi, my name is Bryce, originally from Clearfield, Pennsylvania, now living here in Toftrees.
Awesome.
Congratulations on the win this past weekend.
Thank
Amazing.
Thank you so much.
Quick question, just curious if you feel any added pressure with having the number one rated recruiting class right now.
No, I feel good about it, to be honest with you.
That's a good problem.
Yeah, we'll see how it all plays out. But obviously, I think we've done a really good job of that, you know, working through all the COVID challenges and things like that. But I'm pleased with it. Obviously, you know, we still got a little bit of work to do. We got to hold on to those guys as well. But it also allows us to get a head start on the next recruiting class, and we're starting to make some progress there as well. But that's the challenge, I think, of college football is not only are you trying to handle all the things that you need to do in the present with your current football team, but at the same time, you have to be building for the future as well. So, again, I'm pleased with the staff and how hard we've worked in all those different areas. But, yeah, it's a good place to be. You know, it doesn't totally equate, but it's a good place to be, number one.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And a big part of that is once you get them here at Penn State, your staff always been strong with player development.
Which is critical. You're going to have to do it all. You got to develop well. You got to recruit well. You got to scheme well. At the level that we want to be, it really takes all those things.
A guy that is not starting in the offensive line but get into the mix is a young guy like Bryce Effner. What progress have you seen that's opened the door for him to get some playing time to help you up front?
Yeah, I'm really pleased with Bryce, and I'm really hoping that he'll have an opportunity on Saturday to get some more reps. We kind of view him as a starter for us. He's also a guy that's showing the flexibility to be able to play both tackle and guard. You know, he did get dinged up a little bit, last week, so we weren't sure, but he's practiced really well this week, so he'll be available to go on Saturday. And we need him to get some more significant time at both tackle and guard because we do think he's got a chance to really help us not only this year but also in our future.
And who do we have, Roger?
Welcome, sir. What's your name? Where you're from? What's your question for Coach, please?
Coach Franklin, Don Musser.
Hey, Don.
Mountjoy, Pennsylvania.
Awesome. Now, I like your shirt, by the way.
Colorado Springs.
I love it.
The Rockies.
We got a bunch of people from Colorado today. Yeah.
Well, that's why I came up here. Because my question is, when are you coming out to the Air Force Academy? Because when I sit in my recliner and look out my window, I see the Air Force Chapel.
Beautiful.
So I'm thinking about you and the chapel, but more importantly, the football game.
Beautiful. I've actually never been to Air Force. I hear it is phenomenal. So I'd love to come visit. I don't know if I necessarily want them on the schedule. We'll talk about that another time. If you work for the Air Force Academy.
It would be a good place for all your team to get in shape.
It's a beautiful place, and the altitude has an impact. There's no doubt about it. If you're willing to fly the team out and pay for our lodging during training
camp. I knew you
camp.
Would bring that up. It is a pleasure to get all your games, like the Wisconsin game. I have breakfast, and at 10 o'clock, your game is there. And, you know, to have 16 great grands is a pretty special event.
That's awesome.
And that's what we are blessed with.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir.
So proud to wear Penn State.
Thank you, sir. Truly appreciate you.
Great shirt, too.
Yeah, I thought he was going to say lives in Hawaii. He's got that beautiful Penn State Hawaiian shirt on. It's in Colorado.
It's
not
slick.
What I was expecting.
Very nice. What's interesting is that, obviously, in recruiting, you'll see players, and they play both ways, which means during the course of a high school season, they're practicing both ways. It doesn't happen often on the college level. A couple of games ago, Marquise Wilson got into the game both at corner and at wide receiver. What kind of management is needed of his time during the week so that he gets enough defense, so Brent's comfortable, and Terry, and enough offense where Taylor and Mike are comfortable?
Yeah, that's the challenge, right? Because I want the defensive coaches to be greedy with what they have to do to be successful on defense, and the same thing with the offensive coaches. And that's the challenge is how do we put the kid in the best position to serve, you know, to serve both of those you know, responsibilities, the offensive side of the ball and the defense side of the ball, and also special teams. And, you know, in high school, when you could just put your best player out there and say, run a post, it's obviously not that simplistic. So, you know, he's spending a lot of time on it. We are splitting practice. We are splitting days and meetings. I think we're kind of in a better place right now in how to balance and how to manage. I don't have a lot of experience doing it. But I think we're getting to a good spot right now, and hopefully Marquise can make some plays on Saturday on both sides of the ball.
He promised he'd be friendly. Say hi to Chris from New Jersey.
Hey, Chris.
How you doing, Coach? Thanks for having me on here.
I see your hoodie.
Yeah, I'm behind enemy lines here.
You're all right. You're okay.
So, Coach, as you prepare for a team like Villanova this week, I'm just wondering, you know, what is it about this team that, you know, is something you're worried about or, you know, kind of keeps you up at night?
Yeah, so a couple things. First of all, I got tremendous respect for the university and the program. You talk about national championships. You talk about FCS playoffs. You talk about beating Temple. You talk about taking Syracuse to overtime. They've been playing good football there for a long time. I got a lot of respect for Coach Ferrante as well. I think offensively and defensively, they're really doing some nice things from a schematic standpoint. They could be challenging. And then obviously there's other challenges that come with it. It's in the state of Pennsylvania. There's bragging rights. There's people going to be going to work on Monday and buy the coffee machine. And you know, there's obviously pressure that comes associated with that. You know, but for us, it's about, you know, playing up to our standard. Doesn't matter who we're playing. Doesn't matter who the opponent is. It's about getting better every single day. But we also understand, you know, we want our alumni to be able to go to work on Monday and be able to enjoy their day. But I hope you and your friends have a great experience in Happy Valley. We got so much respect for your university, and we appreciate the opportunity to compete. Yeah.
Thanks, Coach. We're excited.
Thank you.
And the 1-0 mentality is always about respect every week. That's the 1-0 mentality. That'd be fair to say, right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And, you know, if your process is right and your culture is right, although it's challenging, you should really be handling, you know, your practices and your meetings and your approach the same, whether you're playing the number one team in the country, whether you're playing a FCS opponent, whatever it may be. You better approach it the right way, because as we have seen on television and, you know, looking on ESPN on the scoreboard, I think there's been 10 or 11 FCS teams to beat 1A opponents this year. So you better be ready to play.
Brandon Smith ended up being the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week. So, I mean, this question is going to be a direct offshoot from all the years I've worked with Jack. He, when he was an outside linebacker here, his senior year, he moved inside. He said, look, he had to get used to the traffic pattern in there. Did Brandon, A, have to do the same thing, get used to it, and what kind of adjustment has he made to it?
Yeah, there's definitely an adjustment. I actually think he's always been more suited to be a box linebacker, and specifically in our defense, the will linebacker. You know, the way we typically progress is we start him out to the field. It's probably the easiest position to play for a young player trying to gain experience. There's a lot more on your plate, obviously, at the will linebacker in the box or the Mike linebacker at the box. So it's a really nice transition. But I think it's his more natural position. But you talk about, me and Jack were talking about it today. You talk about, you know, you couldn't build a better looking linebacker in a lab, you know, than that guy. And I think, you know, you saw last week what he's able to do. I think you're going to continue to see him get better week after week as his confidence and experience continues to grow. I'm really proud of Brandon. Love his family. He's the perfect example of what we're looking for in the recruiting process from a fit, not only on the field but off the field. So I think Brandon will continue to get better as this season goes on and throughout his career.
To make that move, though, it also meant that a guy like Curtis Jacobs had to step up and play that field spot. What has he meant out there to then allow you to put Brandon in that spot?
Yeah, I think he's probably the exact fit for what we want. You know, he was a high school wideout. You know, I think for a while there, we got into some heated recruiting arguments with his dad about what his natural position was. But I actually think all those wide receiver skills that he's used to out there in space is really valuable. He's kind of going through the transition like a lot of our guys have, whether it was Cam Brown out there playing as a young guy or whether it was Brandon playing out there as a young guy. It's a really good transition. And I think he's a guy that could either stay out to the field or could move in maybe even to Mike linebacker, you know, to give us a linebacker that's got, you know, that athleticism and awareness out to the field, but in the box. It's a different world in there. We'll see how this thing kind of evolves. Yeah. But I could see him actually staying out to the field and not be a guy that progresses inside.
We obviously have a tremendous appreciation for Jahan Dotson. Auburn's not a team that goes left corner, right corner, field corner, but, you know, and boundary corner. They took McCreary and they shadowed him almost all night. He's a heck of a player.
Yep.
What does it tell everybody that Jahan caught 10 passes?
Well, I think it you know, first of all, what they did from a defensive, approach was they put their best corner on Jahan and felt like it was going to be a matchup that they had a lot of confidence in. After the game, Jahan's got 10 catches. So I think, I think he's a perfect example of a player that those guys in SEC are going to go back down and he's earned their respect. It's one thing to do it on film. It's another thing to do it mano a mano out there on the field. But I'm really proud of Jahan. I'm not surprised one bit.
Yeah. Coach, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it very much. Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you. I expect to hear everybody in the stadium on Saturday.
All right. Head football coach James Franklin, the Nittany Lions on Saturday will take on Villanova in Beaver Stadium. It will be a noon kickoff. We're on beginning at 10:30. Don't forget women's hockey. Ice hockey starts tonight with St. Lawrence over at Pagoula. Women's soccer is also taking place tonight as well. The one-way traffic pattern begins at 8:30. On Saturday morning. So just a reminder for that. And download your tickets to the mobile app. Do that tonight. Any transfers you want to make, do that tonight. It's going to make your life a lot easier on Saturday. All of you have done a great job to this point, and the process from what we are hearing has been smooth across the board, so we can't thank you enough for that. Our thanks to Roger Corey, Bob Taylor for their great work, Liz Johnson in the opening half hour, and to head football coach James Franklin here in the final half hour, and to all of you listening either on the radio or here at the field at Talk Trees. I'm Steve Jones. Thanks for joining us on the Penn State Coaches Show, presented by Pepsi on the Penn State Sports Network from Learfield.
This has been the Penn State Coaches Show, presented by Pepsi, proud partner of the Penn State Nittany Lions. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Penn State Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.